All right, y'all come. This is the regain call. Ooh. Y'all, I just gotta tell you, Corinne, I'm gonna talk to myself like in the third person, I guess, but I am so sore from my leg day yesterday. I was telling Chris, my husband has suddenly started working out again, and as he's lifting the weights, he's constantly walking around like just awful, just stiff, Frankensteinish, can't hardly do anything. And I've lightly made fun of him. Well, yesterday I went up in almost everything I did in my leg weights. Like I was really pushing myself, and my legs are like fucking hamburger meat right now. They are so sore. It is unreal. So I'm supposed to go do back after this, and I've got deadlifts in there, and I'm like, oh, I don't know what my legs are going to do. So today is the regain call. If you need coaching, you need to raise thy hand right now. If we don't have anybody that wants coaching, I do have something we can do, but because nobody's raising their hand, so nobody needs help with a regain. Now, Cheryl says, I need help. All right, let's get you. And let me tell you what I'm going to do. Okay. So back on, I think it was September the 25th, I kicked the call off with a like a framework called Reset, which is how do you reset after a regain? And what I ended up doing was this weekend, I went ahead and created a whole course around it. So I've got to film it still. That won't take me very long, but I still have to build out, like there are some key worksheets, and then there's going to be like an 8-week planner that goes with it. So I've got to still build all of those things out. That won't take me a long time, but we still have to format it, make it look pretty for you guys. So we're going to just release it at like in the next few weeks, and we're just going to just drop. It's not going to be like a monthly thing or anything, because not everybody needs a regain, but we're going to replace the old one because I think this is a better framework for y'all. So that is coming, and that should be very helpful. Cheryl, let's get you unmuted. And y'all, if you've got coaching needs, you need to raise your hand, because I don't want to be sitting here all day waiting for y'all to raise your hand. And then all of a sudden, at the last minute, everybody raises their hand. All right, Cheryl, what can I help you with?
So I have a regain, and I'll tell you right off the bat, I was having a lot of success with the gold standard of GLP, and then I'm still on one, but not the gold standard. So I have a 20 pound regain. In addition to that, I had a recent job loss. I have a new job, but a stress of so I got a lot going on. But I just wanted to claim that up front.
Okay, so what do you need help with?
Giving a crap.
Okay, you don't give a crap?
Mm-mm.
Then what's the problem? If you don't care, why are you here?
All right, I do care, but
Oh,
I'm
so you do
really,
give a crap.
I guess I do. Yeah, that's,
Okay,
I guess I
that's good to
do.
know, because we don't want to solve the pro a problem that we got. All right, so you care. Okay, so what's the problem
Yes,
now?
and
Do you
I.
not care?
So I guess, just doing the basics. Like I was very successful with your program. I joined a couple of years ago. I lost 20 pounds using no BS, met a lot of friends, had a lot of success, had a little bit of a regain because I got lazy. I always followed a plan, always used a accountability partner.
How did you get late? Define lazy to me.
Not looking for my enough.
Is that lazy?
I think it's
You sure? That sounds like a judgment that, like, if the lazy is your issue, like you're just inherently lazy, I don't know if I can fix that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree because I think that actually might be it because I stopped exercising. I'm having trouble studying for this exam I need to take for my new job.
But is this a laziness issue or is this a fear issue?
I think it might be
Is
fear.
this
Yeah, it might be
okay?
fear.
This
Yeah.
is the reason why I'm asking you this is because you keep telling me things that don't frame the problem in a way to solve it. You're telling me things in a way that frames your problem of just Like, if you don't care, we don't have anything to fix. That means you're actually, if you don't care about it, that means you're happy with it.
No,
If
I'm definitely
you're
not
like,
happy. No.
so it's like, no, I really care about it, but I notice I'm not doing these things. Just notice how that's like when you say, I don't care, because when you came in, you just said it so flippantly. There's zero energy. It's very flat. There's no way to start something from just like,
That's exactly how I feel.
right. And you feel that way because of how you're framing it. You're not telling yourself the truth. It is a lot easier to say, I don't care, than it is to say, no, I really care. Actually, I care so much. It's actually painful to watch myself want something and not do these things.
Yeah, I think
And
that's
when we
more
say it
aligned.
that way, then now all of a sudden, like you're paying attention. And then from there, we can say the problem is something stops me from doing the basics right now. And I need to know what those somethings are because that's what I've got to work on. Go ahead.
I think it's absolute exhaustion. Like I'm so tired. I didn't know it was, I don't have kids. I don't have a husband. Like I just have me. But I don't know how y'all, how everyone with kids does it. But I'm just, there's not enough hours at night to sleep.
Okay, how many hours are you getting right now?
12.
Okay, good. And is it, are you, when you wake up, do you feel rested or no?
No, I think I'm just so anxious, you know. Once I pass this test, I'll feel better. Like I was successful in finding a new job pretty quickly, so I'm grateful for that.
So could like, is part of the like, I will just say this. If right now in this stage of life, if you are in a new job and in that job you are making yourself very anxious, then that is taking up the energy that you have. You know, every single person only has so much energy to go around in a day, and that is physical energy and emotional energy, mental energy. And if you are spending, like if you had $100 and that's all you get every single day, and you've got to buy the basics and you've got to buy learning new things at the work, and you've got like, you know, I gotta buy taking care of my house, like you're every single one of those costs you some of that money every single day. If all of it's going towards anxiousness about your learning new things, you don't have money to buy the basics. You are bankrupting yourself every day. That is why you don't have the energy for that. So, the solution is one of two things. You can stay anxious and just know, I'm not going to be able to lose weight right now. Just not. Or you can work on, why am I so fucking anxious about learning new things? What am I doing over here in my mind that is creating so much emotional like cost that I have nothing left for anything else.
I was doing the first option since March, and that's when I escalated from 203 to 221. So that's why today, when I saw the regain topic, I'm like, I am calling. And then no one had raised their hand. So I'm like, I am raising my hand. So thank you. So I guess we're at the second option.
Why are you so anxious at work? Like, what is the thought that makes you anxious?
I don't know. You know what? It's a little bit of anger too. Like I'm 57 and I'm a little annoyed that I was given, you know, if that I was told if I wasn't willing to move halfway across the country, then, you know, if I wasn't willing to move with my job, then sayonara. And so that was fine. I took sayonara. I have enough money to pay the mortgage all through next year. So I'm not anxious about that. I just have a really good opportunity with a good company at an entry level position, but it's like it's the same company that I started my career with, and I was very successful there. But it's like I don't know if I have it in me to do it again, you know?
What does doing it again mean?
Passing the exam, you know, putting on nice clothes, going in, doing a good job. I actually got married last time, so I was like, that's LinkedIn. I'm not dating, I divorced that guy. So it's just all clumped in together that that's what
So
it's gonna
let's pull it
be.
all, apart, because that will make you less anxious. Because right now, when you take everything and you're trying to treating it like this is just a big ball, so I have to be anxious about a big ball, when there might be some things that are higher emotional capital and other things that are like, I don't even know why I'm anxious about that when I pull it apart. So let's
Yeah.
start with this. Number one, at the job, why are you anxious? What is being married the last time have anything to do with this experience this time? Are you
Because
going there to get a plant?
I have the same ex yeah, I do. I look at it exactly the same. Like either I'm an idiot or I can pass this test, and either I'm fat and ugly or I can find a boyfriend. Those are the two,
Okay, but we're pulling it apart. Okay. Are you at this job? Are you supposed to find a man and marry him in your mind?
Sorry. I misunderstood the question. No.
So why are you thinking that this time, because you said it's the same company where I met my husband, and I think
Oh,
that
did I
like
say
you
that?
said, yeah.
I'm all jumbled up. That's not true. No, he was a
Oh.
carpenter, still is. Yeah. No.
Okay. So like you get to tell your brain, like, all right, this new job has nothing to do with me getting married. Nothing.
I guess in my mind it does. Like I was feeling like
Why?
if I
Tell me
did you
why.
say why?
Why? Yeah, I
Yeah.
want to know why. Why in your mind is this job equating I'm going to have to get married?
Well, it's not so much have to, it's like want to. Like it's like in this job, like I had an easier job for the last 10 years. I just had to like sit there, do my job, and then I could leave and do whatever I wanted. But I knew there would be an end date to that. That's not what life is. So then I'm back at a difficult job, and like I can do a difficult job. Like one of the things I related to when I first heard you, Corinne, is when you said when in the beginning before you lost your weight, you used to eat ice cream at night to relax. And I was doing that, and that's how I took off my initial 25 pounds. I just actually it was more than that. I just stopped eating at night, and like I lost a lot of weight right off the bat in a short amount of time. But like I got a cat, but like that didn't like I need to find something to relax. And I obviously I don't mean I just mean like having someone to talk to. Like I have friends, but like someone in my house,
But I want, answer me this. I can do a difficult job. What does that have to do with you finding a mate?
I guess it doesn't have anything to do with it.
Are you sure? In your brain, it sounds like it has everything to do with it.
Right, and I'm failing on all levels, so it's like a downward fall with no end in sight. I'm not to go all dramatic, but I'm so committed to not regaining all of my weight this time. I'm about halfway
Stop
there.
talking about your weight. All right. This is very important. You are talking about the one thing that has nothing to do with your regain. If we don't address all this anxiety, there's no way you're going to do the basics. There's no way you're going to be able to not overeat. There's none of that can happen unless we talk about everything that's stimulating your inability to do the basics.
Okay. All right. No, I'm glad that we're having this conversation. So it's just fear, like you mentioned earlier, like it's fear that the test I have to take this time is more difficult than the test I had to take to start my career.
Okay.
There's more math. I'm not a I told myself I wasn't going to say this anymore, but I don't think of myself as a math person. Math's really hard for me, and about half of the test is math, so.
Even though math is hard for you, do you think you can learn the concepts enough to pass the test?
Yes, no question about it. Yes.
Oh, well, then when your brain likes to say, I'm not a math person, then we also need to say something that you're 1,000% sure of by the way you spit it out your mouth, which is, I'm not a math person, but I can learn enough to pass the test.
I definitely can. That I
Yeah,
definitely know.
that they're not expecting you to be a math person. They're just expecting you to pass a test.
Right.
Okay. All right. So
Right.
we that is one thing that can help you to remind yourself when you're like spiraling about the test. It's like, oh, wait a minute. I don't have to be a math person to pass it. I just got to know enough to pass the test and we're done. Okay. The test is harder this time. Okay. Does that mean you can't pass it though?
No, I definitely I'm taking it on December 2nd, which is 2 weeks away. So,
Yeah.
I'm very comfortable that in the next 2 weeks I can learn enough to pass. Yeah.
And how true does that feel to you when you say that? On a scale of 1 to 4, being like 4, I will pass this test, 1 being I am blowing smoke up mine and yours ass.
3.75.
Okay. Then you just like what's happening right now with your anxiety is what we call letting our thoughts run wild. It would be like if you had, did you say you never had children?
Correct.
Okay. You ever had a pet?
Yeah, I have one now, yeah.
All right, what is it? Dog, cat?
The cat, yeah.
Okay. Let's say that all of a sudden your cat is tearing everything up in your house. What would you do?
She kind of is. Like I took her to the vet, she's like I have medicine for her, like blah blah blah.
Okay. So you noticed she was tearing things up and you did things about it. You didn't just be like, well, I just, gotta just let her go. I mean, shit, everything in my house just gonna have to go to hell now. Nothing I can do about it. Okay, that's what you're doing with your brain.
Okay.
Your brain, you just literally told me, well, Corinne, the test is harder and I'm not a math person. And like, I could feel the anxiety building in you as you were describing it. And you were
Yeah.
telling me as if that is the only thing possible in the world to believe. And you're just like, what do I do besides just fail the test? Just gotta let it ride. And I just asked you two simple questions like, well, I mean, can you learn enough math to pass it? Absolutely, I can do that. Well, the test is harder. And you're like, yeah, well, on December 2nd, I'll pass it like a 3.75. I'm going to pass this test.
Yeah.
Letting shitty thoughts go unchecked, like you would have done if you'd let your cat just shred things and then just been like, well, the cat runs the house. So we got to do something about our thoughts.
Okay.
Okay. Because if you spend between now and December 2nd, only thinking the test is harder. I'm not a math person. Oh my God, it's a new job. I better find a husband. If all you're doing is that, then you will have no emotional energy for the basics. The
Right.
basics now are going to have to be set aside because you're going to need to eat to compensate for the anxiety. And what we want to do is we want to take some of the anxiety down with just some truth telling. Some like a lot of times I think this I'm like thinking the test is hard, going to be harder. Maybe it will be, but that doesn't mean I won't pass it. Just because it's harder doesn't mean I can't pass it. It just means it's going to be harder than the last time. Things have changed. I'm not a math person, but that doesn't mean I can't pass the test. I feel pretty good that I can learn the math needed to get through this. That's how we go like I'm anxious. Oh, okay. I settled myself back down. But I'm anxious again. Oh, wait a minute. Let me just settle you back down again. That's what you got to do. Because if you just let yourself spend a lot of time thinking anxious thoughts, you've got to spend some time eating because you're not doing anything to take your own anxiety down. Food becomes the way your brain relights up those paths. Like, well, I mean, she's going through a tough time and I need her to feel better. And this is what we used to do. And so I'm gonna like basically your brain fires up its old patterns. Our brains never retire old patterns. So like if you were an overeater, our brain's job is to say like, okay, well you're not using that, right? Like when you were losing weight, your brain's like, well you're not using this anymore. You don't seem to have a need for it. So I will put it over here. And so now it's like, and we're living over here in the land of the four basics, and we're like, taking care of ourselves, we're doing the things. Then all of a sudden, something changes. So you lose a job, you get a new job, and your brain's like, I smell anxiety. I smell it. And you're like, what? You're right. We're anxious. And your brain is like, well, let's go back over here. Thank God I saved overeating for you because you need it. Because you're not doing anything about it. You're not telling yourself truths. So if you're not going to take the anxiety down with like thoughts and things like that, I'll take it down with food. So our brain refires up all those neural pathways because it thinks it needs it and it closes these off. It's like, all right, now we're going to set these aside. We don't need these right now. You don't need the basics. You need help. That's what you need. Now, the good news is what happens with neural pathways is that when you lost the 21 pounds, you created good ones. They're just not lit up right now. When you coped the rest of your life, you created the overeating ones. And they're on right now because you've kept a need for them to for the lights to be on. When we start turning down the anxiety, it's a lot easier to say, like, and I'm going to start doing some of the basics again. And you'll have the energy for the basics. You won't be exhausted because I think the 12 hours is absolutely what you need if you're going to spend your entire day worrying the shit out of yourself.
You're right.
Like I know for me, this is for all of you. When I have days where I am on the go all day and I have to use my brain a lot, like today's one of those days. I got up this morning and finished writing an entire course. Then I immediately coached for 2 hours and 9 minutes. Talked to my husband for 10 minutes about two back-to-back meeting days that I have starting in the morning at 7 a.m. where I'll be on for like probably 10 hours a day. After this call, I've got to record Corinne 365s and then go do a back workout. Guess who will be asleep by 7 o'clock tonight? This girl. And I will probably sleep till six, not because of anything other than I used my brain so much today, I'm exhausted. And when you are anxious, you're using your brain and your emotional system a lot, and it does exhaust you. So we have to figure out, like, all right, how do we stop spending so much of our emotional energy? And that's like a couple of the things that you can do.
Yeah, no, that's good. And I do, it's so funny. Right here on my coffee table, I have printed out 3 months worth of planners. So I'm ready to go there. And then I printed off, I didn't get a chance to watch the holiday class, but I do have the guide printed right next to the daily plan. So I'm ready to go.
Do you have the energy for it, though, is my question.
Well, now that I have the awareness of that I knew I had the thoughts, but I didn't know how much they were draining my energy.
So that's what I want you to be very aware of. That's why I asked you in the beginning. It was like, are you sure that you just don't give a crap? It's easy to tell ourselves, if you say often enough, I don't give a crap, that allows your brain to be like, thank God you don't give a crap because I really want to eat to take care of you because you're really anxious. And you probably don't give a crap about weight loss when you're in an anxious state. It doesn't mean it's like, I really care about losing weight, but it's really hard for me to truly care enough to do these things when I'm emotionally drained from the anxiety I'm putting on myself. And then the same thing happens with calling yourself lazy. I don't think you've been lazy. I think you've been so anxious, you've had no energy left for the basics and exercise. That's very different than being a lazy fuck. Someone who's studying for a test and had to get a new job and is worrying themselves sick and stuff, that's not the definition of lazy. And I will just tell you, it doesn't matter if you're retired and by yourself and you don't have kids and whatnot. That doesn't mean that you aren't entitled to being tired.
Yeah, no, you're right. And the worry part is exhausted.
Yeah. So you're
Yeah,
actually
no.
not lazy, you're just tired because I'm anxious and I'm worried and I need to work on that piece so I'm not so tired.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, and I wasn't, the 3.75 is real, and it's, all the managers, they all have their eyes on all of us. They know all of our scores, they know what we know, but they're not going to pay for this test and for naught, I mean, but so they're confident too that I can pull it up. But I really didn't realize that it can take its toll like that. I really didn't.
Yeah. Like, just to think about this, if you spent the next 2 weeks, like, just believing, I am like a 3.75 on passing this test. Like, I'm really good at studying. I'm very dedicated to studying. Like, I'm not the kind of person who's going to go in there and take the test because she didn't prepare. That's a different energy from, oh my God, this test is harder than it was back when I took it originally. I suck as a math person. I just hope I can study enough. I'm probably going to fail it. Like that will wear you out. But if you spent the next 2 weeks like reminding yourself, like the managers believe in me. Hell, I believe in me when I'm not just sitting here telling myself stories. Like, all the like I'm preparing for it and stuff like that. You just won't be as wore out. And then you take down the temperature on needing to eat. And then if you have urges and stuff, it is a lot easier to say, this is like not needed. Because it will feel true that you don't need to eat.
Yeah,
You'll be
it
able to
feels
say, like,
true. It
I'm
feels
not.
true. Feels true already. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just gonna, it, that resonated me with me so much when you said that. I was like, wow, she's right. I don't feel like I need that food right now. Like, it's funny how such a small shift can change the hunger.
Yeah, and it's because when you are driving yourself in anxiety, you need to eat to feel better. When you're not driving all that anxiety, you don't need to eat to feel better. So like if your brain wants to ask for food, it's a lot easier to say like, I just don't think we need it right now because you actually don't. But if you try to tell yourself you're not hungry, you don't need to eat while you're jacked up, your body is like, a hell no, you're wrong. Like, we fucking need to eat, and here's why. You could do better tomorrow. This looks too good. You deserve it. You've been working hard on this test. Like, your brain is going to argue and say, like, because it thinks, no, you actually need to eat.
No, that happened way back, even when I, when my role moved, I started throwing in the towel back then, and I was able to maintain my weight with exercise. But then, the exercise went to the side, then increased eating because I was more stressed about gaining weight, which I know is the topic of this call, but like I really didn't see how my anxiety was such a driver. Wow.
Okay. Well, good luck on your test.
Thank you.
I don't think you're going to need it.
Thanks, Corinne. And I'll post with both, my daily plan and because I think that's going to be the shift, So thank
Yeah.
you.
You're welcome. Bye, Cheryl.
Bye bye, Corinne.
All right. Tatiana? I gotta tell y'all, JJ's been making me this cream of broccoli. It's not cream broccoli, cheddar broccoli soup. Has these little croutons in it. Had her add chicken to it this week. So good. We're putting it in the recipes. I think we're putting in the recipes next week. If you like broccoli cheddar soup, you will be in heaven. I've been down in that. So I'm practically drinking it like it's water right now. All right. What you got, Tatiana?
So I wasn't planning on getting coached when I hopped on this call and you said you didn't have hands. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to do this because I
All
feel
right.
like I have been I've been with No BS for like years now. And when I first started,
as everybody says, oh, we lost a bunch of weight. It went really well. I literally have never stopped planning and assessing. I make my own journals. I have a whole system, but I kind of fell off. I don't know. I don't want to call the focus of it, or I don't know. It felt like it was more like ingrained in my day to day to where I wasn't doing the things. Part of it, I made my first excuse, right? My first excuse was, oh, I got married in May. I had all the wedding stuff. You got to do all the things. So that comes and goes. Okay, you have a little bit of a gain. Got it. And I worked. I had private coaching with Lizzie through all of that. So like she was wonderful and it got me through my wedding, got me through the fall. And I'm like, okay, well, I have to roll off that. I got to save for a house now. I live in a one bedroom apartment. So, we're moving forward there. So I switched out my birth control in August. And now I'm just like everything that I had lost from that, I have now regained again. And it's sort of this, like, I know it's a side effect of birth control, like gaining weight. And I'm kind of getting to the point where I just like, I'm like, all right, well, fuck it. Is this just what my body is going to be? Is this just what we're going to do? Like, do I just go back to, I don't want to go back to where I was. I can't, there's a point where you're like, oh, I can't just keep gaining the weight and letting it go. But I don't know. Like, I don't want to throw the towel in, but I feel like I've been treading water for so long that I'm like, what? I don't know what next steps to take. I actually have a doctor's appointment on Tuesday because I was going to ask about weight loss medicine, thinking like, well, maybe that'll be a good next step. Like maybe that's something that will help. But I don't know, because I'm just not making progress. I'm like now gaining the things I come back to. Before I got on the call, which actually got me on the call, was I had some breakfast, stopped at enough. I was like, oh, you did great. And I'm like, oh, I have nothing to do today. My husband's working. I'm fucking bored. So I'm gonna go get a little something. So I got a little something. I'm like, oh no. What are we doing? You ate it anyway. And then I'm like, okay, now I gotta come in here and like, I don't know. I don't know if I need motivation. I don't know if I need guidance. I'm not sure what I'm looking for exactly. Like I said, I wasn't planning on getting coached, but
You need to, number one, address why you ate while you were bored.
I don't know. I spent so much time working on that habit and breaking that habit that I
It's
don't
not a
know.
habit, it's an emotional need.
It, yeah.
Okay, so let's just make sure, like a habit is chewing your fingernails. A
Yeah.
habit is, the brushing your teeth with your right hand. Okay. So, like you're basically what every regain person wants to do. Is you want me to tell you what to do to lose weight when you already know what to do to lose weight? Four basics. And as you do the four basics, you have to reveal emotional eating. And when you reveal emotional eating, you got to solve for that reason. Y'all want us dead stop on the basics. Like, I just tell me how to do the basics perfectly, and then we'll be right in business. It's like, no, that's not the point of weight loss. The point of weight loss isn't lose weight at all costs so you can keep your shitty emotional life.
We
You
uncovered a
can
lot of
keep
that with
the.
Glizzy too. Like I didn't even think I had emotional eating when I started this program, let me tell you.
Every human does. It's just some of us are smart enough to reveal it, and a lot of us are not. We just keep trying to diet. We just keep trying to lose weight and feel miserable. And like not realize that there's like so many things in our life we can change and feel better and then not have to eat our way through life. Just like for you today, we're not going to beat ourselves up about this boredom eat, but we do want to figure out why was being bored so hard for you that you needed to eat to relieve it? So think about it.
So I think part of it is there's two parts, I think, in my mind. One is I have been so busy lately with everything, just life. Work picked up. I'm being added to projects, which is great. Like, work for me is not difficult. Well, work for me isn't typically stressful. It's time consuming and it wears me out, but like it's not, I don't really have work stress. So it's been picking up and I'm like, okay, I just need a way to, oh, here's another one. I need a way to relax. so I, you know, it's it so now today, this weekend, and this is sort of where I'm starting to pick it apart a little bit more because I don't have anything this weekend. I have a lot of social events. This is like another thing I really worked on with my coach. I, try to work on social eating and eating around other people and with other people and that sort of behavior. But this weekend, is the first time like I've been by myself for 2 days. Like my Patrick doesn't usually work. My husband doesn't usually work both days on the weekend, and he is. And I'm like, oh, I get time to myself.
Okay.
I have a run planned this afternoon, but like I don't usually start that until like 3 or 4. And then I'm like, oh, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. I'm doing the things, but I don't usually have the nothing
When
time.
you're bored,
I want a
go
game
like,
and snack.
okay.
Yeah.
Why do you want a snack though?
I don't know.
Then you can't lose weight.
Yeah. I think I need to figure
Okay.
that out.
Yeah. So we're
Yeah.
going to do it right now.
Okay.
Okay. So go back and describe to me exactly like, so what time was it when you ate?
A 1 o'clock.
It was 1 o'clock. All right, go back to when did you notice, like, when was boredom?
I would say I don't know the exact time. I got up around 10:30 and kind of just this is where I started. Came to the couch, I got some breakfast, got some coffee, turned the TV on, turned my computer on, just playing video games, watching TV, relaxing, like
Okay, so you were
enjoying.
legit relaxing. And then what happened? When did it switch from I'm playing my video games, I had a lovely breakfast, and now I'm bored?
I think the cat got me up. He likes to he is very old, so he got me up and needed some help with his water and his food, so it got me to the kitchen. And I'm just sort
All
of
right,
getting
so
his
you.
stuff together. And I was looking around and I'm like, oh, you know, that looks pretty good. I can have that and it'll taste good with my coffee. And I'm like, oh,
So, were you bored?
I don't know.
Yeah, at no point have I heard the word boredom come out of your mind, out of your brain.
I don't know. I feel like
Playing, I was entertaining myself and I was doing
Mm-hmm.
things. The cat needed me. I went into the kitchen, saw food while I was taking care of my cat.
And then grabbed food and brought it back to the living room, and I don't know, I just ate it. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. It feels maybe I sometimes it feels to me if I'm not super busy, maybe I perceived that as boredom because I wasn't super busy doing
Okay,
something
if we
like.
weren't calling it boredom, what else would we call it? Let's say when I'm not busy, it means what?
Is it like entertainment? Is it like eating it? I don't know. I'm
Don't
trying to.
think about the food. I want
Okay.
you to think about the concept of not being busy.
I don't know. I don't feel lazy if that's what we're that's one
Okay.
thing that I don't think
No,
I feel.
I don't
Like
have an
I
agenda for it.
yeah,
I'm just
no, I
trying to
just wanted
figure out
to
in your mind
Yeah,
that
I
when
don't
you're
I
not in busy mode, it means what about me? It means what about my life? It means what about this day? What does it mean to you in all the ways?
Right.
Because there's probably lots of lovely things that it
Yeah,
is.
it usually feels like a mental reset for me. Like it's a nice way to like just take a breath and do nothing. Usually I wouldn't run. Like the run is actually exceptional. I have a race next Saturday, so I need to get 5 miles in today, so I want to make sure I get that in. But like other than that, I don't have anything planned for today. Like that's like the one thing that's planned. And it's just whenever I get it in, the treadmill is like 5 feet away from
So
me.
it doesn't mean like it's
Yeah.
not, I'm not worried about the run.
Sure. No, yeah. I'm trying to think of like,
You
well, what
really
do
like to
I
get into the weeds of things, and I'm just trying to get into the meta concept of. All
Sorry.
right, so today is a day that you get to play games, and a day is a get to day that you get to reset. You've defined it as a reset, and that
Yeah.
it's a day that you're going to do your run because that's important to you, blah, 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 blah. Is there anything wrong with all of that in your mind?
No, I think they're just rare. I just don't get these days very often, so I try to
Okay,
like,
it's a rare treat to get to not be busy and stuff like that. And so, on days where you get to feel relaxed and stuff, because what was interesting to me was something that you said way back in the earlier conversation is when you are busy, eating gets stimulated from I need a way to relax. And so, if we eat to relax, we associate now relaxation with eating.
Yes.
And so when we are relaxed, guess what? Our brain thinks, wow, snacks on the counter. Thank you, kitty. I'm so glad you had an emergency because now I get to, like, I'm relaxing and it'll be a hell of a lot more fun with some food.
It was right next to his food. So I grabbed his food and like 3 inches from there, it's like, oh, look, there's like Ukrainian honey cake. That looks really good. I'm gonna go get some of that. And
So the
that,
reason why I'm
yeah.
saying this is because some people will be in your camp where actually you have an amazing relationship with relaxing. You give yourself days to relax. They may be far and few between, but you don't have guilt associated with it. You don't have laziness associated with it. It feels very deserved to you. And so you give yourself things when that's the case, but you also are someone who tends to usually be very busy. And in order to relax, when you can't give yourself a day, you give yourself food to meet the need, then it would make sense that on a relaxing day, your guard is down on eating because your brain is just like, I don't like, why would your brain even stop you? Because your brain is already associated relaxation with eating. So your brain had no reason to say like, warning, warning, you're about to break the four basics. Oh my God, we have a problem. It's like, it's relax mode. Why would we ever warn ourselves? Like, and this is just what we do. So it's good to know because now, like when you said like regains, and I don't want to be like this, and I don't want to give up, and you don't have to. These are the ahas we need to make. Because in order for you to be able to lose weight, you now know that on days when you're not busy, you want to pay attention for the moments when you're going to like be triggered to eat for little reasons, like just seeing some food. Because after this
And that was the
coaching,
only
I
trigger
bet
that, yep,
you that is the only, that's all that needed to
I'd have
happen.
to see
Our
it.
brain, yeah. But now that we have parceled out what happened, it's not because you were bored. We don't have to solve the problem of boredom. All we have to do is know that, oh, okay, on days when I'm relaxing, I need to remind myself a lot that I don't have to eat to relax. And so if I know that, then the next time I see food, my brain is now thinking a little differently. It's not so easy to get triggered. If I start reaching for food, I'm probably going to remember that coaching session with Corinne. Like, I'm going to remember that we talked about, like, oh, yeah, on days when I'm not busy, on the days when I have got the latitude to actually relax, this is also the day that I want to remind myself that it could be easy to eat, even though I'm not hungry, simply because when I am really busy, I have tied relaxation and food together. So we've learned two things. We've learned how to actually just chill and just know, like, I may have to tell myself no to food, and that might not let me relax as much as I normally do, but it'll be okay because I have a whole day to myself or, you know, whatever's going on. But I've also learned something very valuable to work on, relaxing with food
Yes.
and only giving myself a break with food on my busiest of days. And like when your brain says, I need a way to relax, your brain is saying, now, I need a way to relax. I know how to do it with food. You sure you don't want to give me anything else? And you've been like, nope, I won't give you anything else. I mean, I'm just busy. This is what we do. So now it's like, okay, I need to start paying attention to my busy periods. And I need to plan ahead of like when I'm at my busiest, my most frantic, my most whatever, I probably need some things to write down on what ways can I take care of myself through busy periods when I think I don't have time because I'm making the time to eat. So if I can make the time to eat and that takes me 5 minutes, are there 5 minute things that I could do to give myself a break or what a way to relax, which is probably just going to be talking to myself. Because relaxation comes in two ways. Physical relaxation, where it is like there are just days when we just need to rest. We just physically don't have it in us. We've been going, 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 and we actually do need a day to play games, and we need a day to just watch Netflix, and we need a day where we don't do our laundry, and we need a day where we aren't doing all that stuff. But the majority of us, like 80% of relaxation that we really need is our mind. Because a lot of times when we're busy people, we stay busy from pressure. I gotta do this. I have to do this. I should do this. Don't drop the ball. Don't fuck it up. There's no way you could say no to these things. Like whatever it is that we do to ourselves that don't let us emotionally relax, even when we're busy. And I always like to equate it to like an example. Last couple of days when I've been writing y'all's regain program, I mean, it's been some work, but it has energized me because the entire time I've been thinking like they are gonna love this. Like, this is some of the best work I've ever done. Like in my mind, it was a lot of that. It wasn't sitting there going like, I should have done this 2 months ago. And I hope they like it. Some people probably won't, blah, 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 blah. Like, I should have had this done whenever, blah, blah, blah. Like I wasn't sitting there telling myself like, and oh my God, you better get it finished because 40 other things are waiting on you. I just told myself like, we're gonna get this finished and we're moving on to the next thing. And so like, I allowed myself to be really busy in a relaxed way instead of being really busy in a pressured way. And so when you're saying, I just need to relax, I need a way to relax, it's signal for how are you going to allow yourself to be relaxed while you're busy? And that has nothing to do with breaks. It has nothing to do with needing to have a day of games or going to bed or anything like that. So much of the relaxation you probably need is like listening for how am I talking to myself when I'm actually really busy? Have I even listened in a while to see if there's anything that's jacking me up a little bit more than I need, putting more undue pressure on myself that, I would probably get this done whether I pressured myself this way or if I just believed in myself to get it done. One thing I always know about busy people get shit done. My husband always says, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. Don't give it to somebody with time on their hands. People with time on their hands are the worst at getting things done. Busy people, they will say like, you know what? I eat off a platter. Don't give me a saucer. I eat off a platter. Put it all on me. So what do you
I think
think when I talk about
that's
that?
gonna be so helpful. I came in here thinking like, okay, we're gonna be talking about like one thing, and I think a lot of this got worse after work started picking up in August, and I'm like, so I went from like nothing, literally nothing, where I would watch an OBS, I would listen to podcasts, I'd listen to audio, but like I had nothing all day, and then now I'm super super busy. It's still the same contained 8 hours. Like I'm not doing extra work. It's just now I'm super super busy, and then I finish, but then I still do the same things. I still do like these are the chores I do on this day. Then I this is these are my work down days, and this is the social things on the weekend. There has been no real break. So like I think when I have a real break, it just
Yes.
all
And
things
when
are
you,
off. Yeah.
yeah, and when we have that release, that's when we just need to remind ourselves, when I release, I just want to pay attention to my eating. This is not going to be work. This is just, I just need to watch because I will bet that I will want to eat because when I'm really busy, the way that I get through, a lot of us eat to keep pushing. And sometimes to even push beyond what we really should be doing for ourselves, we get caught in a loop of just like, well, I can't not do this and I can't not do that. And so food does become the only break we get. It becomes a moment of peace. It becomes the way we relax and stuff like that. And so we just want to be really aware of ourselves that now we have two things to work on. On my non-busy days, my brain still thinks eating relaxes us. So it's like when I'm actually in relaxed mode, it would make 100% sense that I would be eating while I do that, unless I start paying attention to it. And that's all I've got to do.
And I think that that's the flip side of my regain, because the other side is like the social events, which that's where I put my focus on. That's where I've done all the work. But then on this side of things, like I haven't done anything. So I'm like, oh, well, I'm just helping myself in one direction and not helping myself in the other. And then it's just offsetting. So what are we doing? Yeah. So yeah, I think I have a
No, we just
month
work on this
until
side.
another weekend like this. So just check
Yeah.
my calendar and I'm like, oh, it'll be another month until I have nothing on the calendar. So
Yeah.
I
And
think
then
this would be good
between
practice.
now and then, though, be thinking about like, How do I start finding some space to relax without food? Like, what are things I could do mentally? And even if it's time-wise, like I'm just gonna say, I have this thing about laundry. I don't know why, but it feels like us women feel like, for God's sakes, every ounce of laundry needs to be done at all times. And I'm like, if I got clothes to wear the next day and I'm really tired, today is not a day I'm doing laundry. I don't care if I think I should. It's like, who's going naked tomorrow? Nobody? Good. Because I ain't doing the laundry,
I do it once a week, and if I miss it, it doesn't happen for another week. If I don't get it, if I don't get it on the day that that's on the schedule, it doesn't happen.
Yeah. But
I
just
hear
think
you.
about like when you are in those really busy periods at work, you're not coming home with the same energy that you came home from when you had nothing to do at work. It's really easy to keep up with your chores or like whatever has to happen in your life. It's really easy. And we forget we have seasons. If work picks up, the evening plate needs to get readjusted a little bit. It doesn't mean we have to give up all the things. It's just like for me, when I'm in really busy seasons, you will see my workout plans change dramatically. So, like right now, I'm lifting 5 days a week, and that is it. A 40-minute lift 5 days a week. I've split my body parts out, and I just boom, boom, boom. I have 2 full days where I'm lucky if I get 1,000 steps in that day. And then even on the days I lift, I'm aiming for 5 right now. And most days I'm in the 4,000s because I'm in a season of really busy work. We jam my plate full literally from October to March because we know in April till October, I travel so much, I can't film, I can't record, I can't be creating a lot of stuff. Like I'm really just doing like keeping things running all the time because I'm also traveling. And so when I get into the busy season, my workouts tamp down. Summers, I'm lifting, I'm running, I'm walking long walks, the weather's bad. Like I spend a lot more time in that realm because I have the bandwidth for it. And so it's just reminding yourself, like, pre-August, it was easy to come home and do all the things because I wasn't spent at the end of the day. Right now, I'm coming home and I need a way to relax. So I have a very different energy level. So I might re-examine like what I think I should and shouldn't be doing. I may rejig some things. And that doesn't make me a weaker person. It's just this would be a great thing for all women to learn. Every woman has different levels of bandwidth at different times. That doesn't make us weak. That's just being human. But somewhere in the mix, just like our last person, she's sitting there calling herself lazy, and I don't care. And then when we dissected everything, she's anything but lazy, and she actually did care. But we casually say these things, just like we casually hold ourselves, like during busy periods, hold ourselves to the same standard of when we're not as busy. And so we have to like adjust it. And that doesn't mean something's wrong. It's just like it's called being smart. And it will help you not regain weight. Okay.
Helps too. Yeah, this is great. I feel like this, like, not just like unravel. It was really
Good.
helpful. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Well, enjoy your run. I applaud you running 5 fucking miles.
Yeah, I have an 8K next Saturday. I do it annually. It's a lot of fun. It's like part of the Philadelphia Marathon weekend, but like I'm never be doing a marathon. I did the half once, had heart palpitations. We're not doing that again either. So we'll stick with the
Yeah.
8K. It's a lot of fun.
I swear to God, I've hung up my running shoes. Like I might like run a 5K again or something like that. But
That
I
could be
went through a
fun.
period all through my 40s. I did like, I think I did 4 marathons, and then 3 of them were these crazy weekends where you did like a 5K, a 10K, a half, and then a full. Like I just
Oh,
did so
yeah.
much stupid shit, And then I was doing Tough Mudders and I'm just doing all the things basically. And
Yeah,
nowadays,
no.
I'm just like, I am loath to ever, I don't think I'll ever do my 5th marathon. I doubt I'll ever, I have one more half marathon to get to 60. I'm at 59 and 4. Talk about late.
Oh, weird
I know.
numbers.
I'm not even a perfectionist, but even somebody like me, it just drives me crazy. But I always remind myself, like, God, every time you try to start training again, I hurt different. I don't enjoy it. Like, I don't. My best friend just did a half Ironman in Spain at the World Championships. She could run all day. Me, I'm like, hang me by a noose. Like, I hate running. So I
Yeah,
keep
I love
reminding
the
myself.
5Ks are a lot of fun. The 10Ks are where I'll put the work in, and then like I did 10K this year. I don't know if I'll do one next year. We'll see. But yeah, they're fun. That's usually when I start. Like, it sounds lazy of me, but like as soon as I start to have to fuel in a race, I'm like, oh, I don't want to work that hard. I want to have to plan out how many little bites of Uncrustables I'm like having at what mile marker. Like, I just want to run
Me
and then go
either.
home and be done.
I don't like the training. And I disagreed with myself a long time that I was going to stop doing things that I didn't love. It was like, if I don't love doing it, there's enough in life that we have to do that we don't love to be compounding on top of it, fucking hobbies or extracurriculars. And it's like, why am I doing this? I don't even love it. That's why I finally decided. I was like, at 59 and 4, I'm just going to be bothered that they're not round numbers instead of hating every fucking weekend of my life because I'm such a slow runner. It takes me forever to
Oh yeah.
train,
Oh yeah.
you know? And it's
Oh
like,
yeah.
it's a no.
No, fifth, I'm like the longer the race, like my miles turn into like 15-minute miles, and I'm like, I'm gonna be there longer than like half my training runs. I don't need that. No, I'm with you on
Well,
the
I tell you
longer
what,
races.
sister, you ever come to Nashville, then you and I are the same pace. We can like slog one out all together.
Actually be there the first weekend of December. My husband's family lives down in Tennessee, so we're going down to
That's
visit for
cool.
them. But yeah, thank you so much, and
You're
have a good
welcome.
workout this afternoon.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. One question and then we'll get out of here, y'all. My life changes in the last 3 years have been major. I have regained what I lost. I know it's by emotional overeating, yet I override my brain. And when it says that's too much, what can I tell myself when I still overeat? First thing I would tell myself is when you're starting to overeat, just say, like, I recognize I'm overeating. Instead of like, that's too much, don't yell at yourself about it. Say, like, it is too much. And I notice this. And I wonder why I'm doing it. My only job right now is to figure out why if my life changes, like, what is it about my life changes that are causing me to overeat at this moment? What am I thinking about my life changes? Because you wouldn't have brought it up if you didn't think it was a key piece of why you've gained weight. So if it is, and this is one of the things that will be in y'all's course, there's a few things to think about. When you've had a regain, very often it is because of major life changes. And during those life changes, it just is so much harder on you than you can even, like, you can't outthink it. So it's kind of like big changes are happening. You didn't have to lose your weight through big changes. And so you're not really used to doing the basics when there's big changes. And so it's very natural for your brain to go back to, all right, now that you're in what we call like a lot of times with changes, your brain treats it as like a crisis mode. Even if it's good stuff, your brain still treats change very often as if it's a crisis, it's a catastrophe, it's a real problem, basically because it's disoriented. It's like, hey, wait a minute. We were doing this, and now all of this is like a 180, and I don't even know how to think about it. And because it doesn't know how to think about it, it fills in the gaps. It starts saying, like, this is a problem. This is so hard. This shouldn't have happened to me. Like, whatever it is, right? So while we're in that, those old neural pathways of how we used to survive catastrophe and worry or anxiety or change or uncertainty, anything like that, our brain says, hey, since you don't really know what to do in this moment, I know it's to eat. And so all I did was like say, all right, all the things you've been doing to lose weight, we don't need that right now. We need to address all of this. And so it fires up the old, turns off the new. Now, what ends up happening is at a certain point when we've had a regain, there are certain things that'll happen. One is you just need to start the basics again if you're no longer in the crisis mode. So if a season has ended or a situation that rocked you is just done, then sometimes it's just like reminding yourself, like, okay, I get to calm down now. Like, I'm just still eating as if I'm in it. And I need to remind myself, I'm not in this anymore. I actually have the space to focus on my weight loss again. I actually have all this. And the only thing that happened was, I went through a period that I wasn't prepared for. So I'm going to fire back up my basics while I'm learning from that experience so that the next time a big life change happens, I'm a little bit more prepared. And I'll be teaching all of that in the regain thing. The other thing that can happen, though, is very often, like, it's not enough. So, like, even though the season has ended, we still have a lot of thoughts we're married to. So it's not just a matter of, I just need to fire my habits back up. Sometimes just getting clarity around, like, oh, that's over. I just need to break the habit of the eating that got started again. And that's going to feel a little rough at first, but it's not going to be the end of the world either, because I don't have a catastrophe or a crisis taking up all my mental energy right now. I actually have mental energy now and emotional energy. As long as I'm not beating myself up over my regain, as long as I'm not spending my precious energy on that piece, if I can stop that bleeding, now I can actually put my basics back in place and I can be patient. Because the good news is that the way you lost your weight, you also had to form neural pathways for that. They're just turned off now, which means just like the old ones turned back on, the new ones get to turn back on. You don't have to relearn everything. You don't have to start from square one. You don't have to start back where you were. You just got to fire those back up. And then it's like it just happens really fast the second go around, the third go around, whatever, right? Now, when you start doing that, your brain is going to notice, I don't need the old patterns anymore. So it's going to be really quick to be able to shut those off too. The second time and so on, it just gets easier and easier. Y'all think regains actually are harder? They're not. You actually have so many skills for weight loss. The only thing making it hard to stop is the self-loathing that you have about your regain. I was lazy. I must not be able to lose weight. I knew this would happen. I always regain my weight. This means I can't lose weight. That is the part that's wearing you out. Once you rewrite that piece, turning on neural pathways and turning off old ones happens real quick because that is just the way brain's psychology works. It's just science at that point. You remove the suffering that you're putting on yourself on the beatdown, science takes over. Right now, you're blocking science from happening. Okay. Now, the other thing that can happen is we're trying to get rid of a regain and we still are in some kind of a crisis. We still are in an emotionally charged situation, but we've caught it and we don't want to keep going like that. And so when you're in that state, that is when you have to have the coaching because you are asking a lot of yourself to be trying to get off weight that your brain thinks like, but you are about to take away my coping mechanism for this really hard season. And your brain will always prioritize saving your ass. It is not going to let you sit there and take away food that right now relaxes you, takes down your anxiety, allows you to keep pushing through hard things. Like whatever it is that food is doing for you, your brain is not going to let you say, like, well, the four basics were important and weight loss is important. It's like, no, you think weight loss is important? I actually think saving your marriage is important. I actually think not losing your job is important. I think holding your family together is important. Whatever crisis that you have, I think you retiring, like let's say you retire. Your brain is going to say, like, no, you figuring out who you are in retirement is really important. You not feeling like a lazy ass because now you actually get to sit on your ass. Like, I don't want you sitting there feeling lazy all day long. Like, it's gonna think saving you emotionally is way more important than losing some weight. Even though you really want to, in your mind, you think it's important, But only when you're logically thinking about it. When you are left to your habit brain, which is the part that like is running the ship 95% of the time, it always thinks these other things are way more important. And they are. They are way more important than you losing weight. They definitely need to be solved. They need coaching. They need perspective shifts. They need compassion for yourself. They need you to stop beating yourself up over situations. They need you to figure out ways to stop runaway worry and think about, like, all right, if you go to my last call where I was coaching a woman that lost her job, in her mind, here the notes I wrote down. In her mind, I'm going to lose my, I'm not going to be able to pay my mortgage, and I'm not going to be able to support my family, and I'm the breadwinner. There's no way her brain is going to prioritize losing weight over that unless she's able to give herself some calm around this, unless she's able to soothe herself through this with her own words and thinking. Because her brain says this is scary and a real emergency. So that is why, like the two big things that happens with regains is we have to realize, like, is the catastrophe over? If it is, okay, it's just I gotta put my basics back in. And I'm kind of used to eating this way. But now that I know that this is actually over and I'm just dealing with turning those neurons off, fine. If I'm over here and I'm still in a catastrophe, if I'm still in an emergency, if I'm still in a like a crisis mode, then I've got to deal with like my perspective on it. I got to deal with how I talk myself through it. I got to deal with how I'm getting through this so that I can take care of myself with the basics. Otherwise, it's going to feel like I'm taking away the only thing that is taking care of me while this is going on. And so your brain will fight. And it should, because you shouldn't be left feeling like you can't take care of yourself. And then the only other thing that usually comes up is y'all try to rush putting it all back together. And what you're going to be getting in the regain plan is an 8-week plan. Okay, get out your paper. I'm going to walk you through it super fast, not at a deep level, but I already know what they are and I can just tell them to you. Week one, water, sleep, and listen for hunger. That is all you are to do. Now, do not start this plan if you are taking away your only coping mechanism. It only works if you're working on what's going on emotionally for you. Otherwise, I can't give you a basics plan that's going to work. There's no diet coming that's going to work in the face of what your brain perceives as some kind of crisis or emergency. Okay, week one, you only pay attention to, am I hungry? Because what we want to do in week one is we want to get fast momentum. Fast momentum is if you pay attention to, am I eating when I'm hungry? What you'll end up cutting out is any kind of grazing and grab assing and little fuck it eats and little things like that. Like, this won't matter. If I can't do it all, it's not good enough. That week is about saying, look, you know what's good enough? Starting right here, because my job is to get things fired up again. So, if you don't have enough water, you're going to kick up cravings. You are going to put your body in further crisis mode. The body needs water, or it goes immediately within 3 days into crisis mode. And it will want to eat and eat and eat, trying to save your life because it thinks it's dying, literally. So, you cannot be trying to face a regain and sit there and not drink your damn water. Sleep, do your best. Get a little bit more than you're getting. If you can't get your 7 hours, at least get a little bit more than you're getting and start looking for ways that you could make sleep happen. But it's not the end all be all because, like, if let's say you have a little baby, or maybe you're keeping your grandkids, or maybe you were like me when I was losing my weight. I was taking care of my grandmother's dying of cancer. And I had the night shift. I was there from 9 p.m. until 7 a.m. in the morning. with someone who was, crapping herself on a regular basis, and she couldn't sleep at night, and she was in a lot of pain. So my sleep was real hit or miss, and I had to sleep on the floor. And, I just wasn't going to get good sleep during then. But anytime I could, I was having to make the most of breaks and rest when I could. Week two, you are going to, or weeks two and three, you start paying attention to your enough signals again. And then while you're doing that, every time you eat past enough, your one job or your two jobs are don't fuck it eat because of it, to remind yourself, I'm done fuck it eating simply because I messed up. That never works in weight loss. There's not one person who ever said, I lost all my weight, fuck it eating. Never said ever. Now, I have plenty of people that say, I gained my weight as a fuck it eater. I regained weight because I was fuck it eating, but nobody ever says that they can keep fuck it eating and lose weight. That is one thing that we can just tell ourselves, like, I'm not doing that anymore. I realize it's stupid. It's only helping me stop beating myself up over it. So I can just stop beating myself up over it because I'm not going to fuck it eat anymore. Okay. And then every overeat, you go to Ask Coaches with a discovery worksheet. You make it a non-negotiable for yourself. You tell yourself, I am done being ashamed. I am done hiding. I'm ready to solve. If you really want to get over a regain, you better be ready to solve. If you're not ready to solve, I don't know why you're bothering. Because you're not just going to have an epic moment where you can just go right back to where you were. You are not that same person. She was in a different mindset. You're in this mindset. And so we meet the moment that we're in. We don't meet the moment we were in. That's not weakness. That's not laziness. That's not bad. That's smart. That's somebody who wants to make progress and is willing to set aside fake fucking bullshit talk to get there. So, weeks two and three, all it is paying attention to your hunger, no fuck it eating. And then you take every one of them to Ask Coaches, wear their asses out. So, if you overeat three times in a day, pick one, do a discovery worksheet, type it up into Ask Coaches, and you work them things until you're solving things. And you don't give up on it. Not one time. Week four, you get to start planning again. We are not following the plan. The goal for week four is to get back in the habit of thinking about your food each day. And you're going to do it doable and realistic for this moment, not for who you were. Not what you were eating when you were losing weight, because you have already forgotten what all the plans when you first started were. We do not go back to the apex of where we were and start planning and acting like her. Again, she had a different mindset. So we plan for now, how we're thinking and feeling now, and what our needs right now are. So week four, you got to get back in the habit of planning. Week five, you pay attention to the plan and following it. So week five, the goal is to follow said plan. I gave you a week to create plans. You try to follow them, but your goal that week is really just to form that habit and to learn about, like, if I'm not planning it, am I doing it doable enough? So that by the end of 7 days, you should be in the rhythm of like, okay, I can create a plan that actually is doable now, but it's not laced in perfectionism or where I think I should be. That other week is where we start following it. And we do just like we said earlier. If you don't follow the plan, you do not fuck it eat. You do a discovery worksheet and you take it to the coaches and you work on it. Week six. I need to look it up. I thought I remembered all of them. I think week six is repeat. Let me make sure. Let me find the plan. It's on my laptop right here. Hang on, I'll tell you. Execute the ex the week six. Week six, week three, week six. You go back to week one, and that is where you repeat hunger, sleep, and enough. I mean, hunger, sleep, and water. So that doesn't mean you stop doing all the other things. It's like, all right, now in week six, I'm going to pay attention again to hunger, sleep, and water, because now you're going to be kind of on a roll. Now you're going to start seeing things change. You've lost some weight. So now when you start paying attention to hunger, you're going to find the little things that could be tripping you up. You probably already addressed the bigger things. Week seven, same idea. You focus on enough cues and following them. Again, you've already done a lot of discovery worksheets. You've already worked through some things. Now we're looking for the next level things. You go back to ask coaches, and we're still not fucketing. Week eight is you focus on the planning again. You like really pay attention to your planning. You're not dropping the ball on anything. We're just now tweaking and nuancing, and we're still using the coaches. And then I'm going to be giving you in this new program, at the end of week eight, there will be an evaluation for you. It will help you see what all changed and where you're at and what you're probably going to want to work on moving forward. But usually by the end of that 8 weeks, you've rekindled the old fire. You're feeling the momentum again. You've already lost some of the weight. And everything just starts kicking. All those old neural pathways, they are lighting up. And the new one are the ones that fired up for the overeating and the coping and stuff, they start getting turned down. That's it. Now, there's a whole program coming out and all that kind of stuff, but that will get y'all started. Any of you can start with that. You do not have to be perfect with it. We all know the biggest thing that is standing between you and getting restarted is beatdowns about your regain, the story you're telling about your regain. That is the worst part. Somebody said they missed week seven. Week seven is you're repeating your enough cues. That's all you're doing. You're just repeating what we did during weeks two and three. You just don't need 2 weeks of focus on it. Because I always think that enough is one of the tougher ones because it's momentum eating gets catched in there. It's like it's a lot easier for people to sometimes not eat when they're not hungry or to honor the hunger side. It's enough. The only reason why I feel like enough is a little bit harder is a lot of times we have a lot more emotional ties to eating past enough. And once you're in motion, it's hard to stop something. It's a lot easier to not do something that you're not doing yet. And that is just like very normal. That's why I think that a lot of people have success with hunger, but they have a harder time with enough. And that's not a weakness on anybody's part. That's just like human psychology. Anything that's in motion, or that's not even like physics, anything in motion is a lot harder to stop than something that's not in motion. Period. Okay. That is it. Y'all have a good one. We'll see y'all next month. Like I said, we will let the whole membership know when we get this all updated. I'm hoping it'll be updated within 4 weeks. I'm going to start filming. So there we go. Bye, y'all. Have a good one.